here at the Minnesota Credit Union Network 2018 annual convention here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it's a balmy 19 degrees outside, maybe?
The sun's out. We're happy.
That's right. That's right. We're all here, and we are here with Marcus Kuboy. You are one of the recipients for the Homes for Our Troops, right?
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about Homes for Troops, just to start out.
Well, Homes for Our Troops is a nonprofit organization based out of Boston, and they were created for the sole purpose of building handicap-accessible homes for veterans who come back with severe injuries. They use the community, you know, they put all sorts of feelers out there. They get the community involved. They do fundraisers, and they put the whole home together at absolutely no cost or expense to the veteran. So it's a beautiful home, and it's mortgage-free, and it allows all of the it meets all of the needs that any veteran could have, you know. And they really pride themselves on, you know, like the more severe the injury, the more challenging it is. So they just rise to the occasion every time, yeah.
And so you actually are a recipient of one of these homes. You moved in 2008, and you're still there.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Congrats.
It's a beautiful home. The neighborhood has grown up around me, and the neighborhood is really, really great. There's a lot of wonderful people there. We had a snowstorm 2 days ago, and I came home, and my driveway was completely shoveled, snowblown. Yeah. So it's
those are some good neighbors.
Really nice.
Right.
Really nice.
So tell us, give us a quick backstory on your injuries and where you served, all that type of your service to our country, basically.
Sure, sure. I was a medic in the Minnesota National Guard. So I was in the Army. I deployed to Iraq in March of 2006. I spent a full year as an infantry medic, line medic, and we're in Iraq. We're in the Sunni Triangle area, a little area between Ramadi and Fallujah. Did a full year doing combat missions, presence patrols. After we had been there for about a full year, I was in the backseat of a Humvee that was struck by a roadside bomb. The explosion picked the truck up 25 to 30 feet in the air. It tore both of the doors off. The doors weighed approximately 200 to 250 pounds. They found one door 100 meters away. Never found the second door. It was a full truck. One person was killed. Staff Sergeant Greg Rewer was killed. He was sitting right in front of me. We were both ejected out of the truck. When the truck that was behind us decided that the scene was relatively safe, that there weren't going to be any secondary attacks, they approached and they saw me lying there, looking in rough shape, thinking I was dead. Me being the medic, I was responsible for training them, and I would tell them, I would say, take this seriously, because if I get hurt, you're my medic.
Yeah.
You know, so training kicked in. They saw me unresponsive, thought, cause pain. If you're even unconscious and you cause pain, you'll get a response. So the guy who was in charge at that point kicked me in the groin area. I groaned. I think that's like the only time that's okay to do that, you know, so I'm not an advocate of kicking it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We got that message. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, good. The injuries that I sustained, I had broken both of my feet severely. My right foot was pretty much destroyed. I have fractures, open fractures of both of my lower legs. My tib fibs were both open and broken. I broke my lower back. It was a compartment fracture, so I have a fusion there now. I had an open fracture of my left arm. My jaw was broken. I got a beard, but there's a decent scar there.
That beard looks good on you. I like it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's winter.
Exactly.
Well, spring. Fractured a bunch of teeth, and I cracked my head open in a couple of places. So I was in a coma for 5 days. I woke up not familiar with where I was. I thought I was supposed to be in Iraq, but it doesn't feel like this is Iraq because it didn't smell the way that Iraq does. And the walls weren't made of plywood. And then I saw my dad. I was like, yep, not in Iraq. From that moment, I had all sorts of support. You know, my my little brother came out and he made sure that I got to my appointments. I spent 10 months at Walter Reed, which was great. You know, loved Walter Reed. They did a really, really good job with me. After that, I went to the Minneapolis VA and I spent 6 months there, 2 months in the polytrauma ward, and then 4 months in the reintegration area. While I was at the VA, there was a chaplain, it was Chaplain Morris with the Minnesota Army National Guard. He said that he was contacted by Homes for Our Troops, and they were looking for a veteran who had severe injuries that would be able to benefit from living in a handicap accessible home. I thought this was make-believe. This is like one of those stories that you hear about, you know, on the news, or, you know, a friend of a friend. So I was kind of skeptical, but, you know, he kept on coming at me, and I did the application process, and I met a lot of the people with Homes for Our Troops. They said, we're going to get as many different organizations together as possible to support this project. And things started coming together. The fantasy became a reality. I participated in some of the building stuff, like mostly just kind of walked around and talked to people. But yeah, no, and in September of 2008, I ended up moving into my brand new home that was specifically made for me. I got to participate in the design of it.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yep, I got to place bedrooms here and there. And yeah, and yeah, that was my experience then. And
so what has it meant to you to be a recipient of one of these homes? I mean, you've been in it for a decade now. So what has this meant to you? How has it changed your life?
It the meaning that I gained from it, there's a couple of different meanings. One of which is it's amazing to be supported. You know, I say I've had an amazing recovery. You know, I have recovered far greater than any of the doctors or physical therapists ever expected me to. And I always say that I stand on the shoulders of giants. You know, I have an all-star cast in my life. You know, everybody who I run into, they've just lifted me up, and they've allowed me the space that I needed to get as strong of a recovery as I have. I put in a lot of work, a lot of hours on my physical self, you know, on my mental, emotional side, you know, to get as grounded as possible. And then to return that, you know, like right now, a couple of years ago, I graduated with a master's in social work.
Congrats. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. So it's a clinical degree to be a therapist, counselor for people who... Well, initially it was people in the military, you know, family members, veterans themselves. Yeah, I did that for, you know, a couple of years, and it was extremely rewarding. My path has changed a little bit. I'm now working with people with a serious and persistent mental illness. Extremely rewarding work. I love every day I'm driving home, I get to reflect on, you know, just the...
Who you helped out that day.
Yeah. You know, helping... My goal when I was going for my degree was to do whatever I could to help others increase their quality of life. You know, if I can help... I've had such a great quality life that I get to look back at. If I can help other people experience those kinds of qualities, then absolutely, I'm all for it.
And it sounds like this house has been the foundation... Pardon the pun, but it's the foundation for all of this, you know, the springboard for all this.
Yeah, it's allowed me the space and the freedom to pursue the goals that have meaning to me. You know, it's one of those things that as I saw it being built, I had it locked in my mind that this is something that I will not have to worry about. This is a serious stressor in most everybody's life. You know, having a home that is warm and fitting to your needs, and at the same time also paying the mortgage, you know, taking care of all of the, you know, financial stressors that come with it.
All the day-to-day stuff.
Exactly.
All the
day-to-day exactly.
Stuff. So what is the credit union connection? I know there's a connection between you and Mark Cummins, the president and CEO of the Minnesota Credit Union Network, which is a really cool story. So what's the credit union connection here?
So, to my understanding of this, Homes for Our Troops, when they cast out the net to see who in the Minnesota community would support the building of this home, the credit union showed up. They showed up in force. They always had like 1 to 2 members like with me, driving me around, getting me to appointments, doing interviews. You know, they were very, very active. When it came time to do, they had a 2-day project called the Build Brigade. So the CUNA put out to all the credit unions in Minnesota that this is going to be happening. So there were members from credit union branches from Duluth that came down. So they did a 3-hour drive from way up in northern Minnesota. I reconnected with someone who I went to high school with.
What?
Yeah, I saw her. I was like, wow, we know each other.
Bonus.
She was like, yeah, heard about this. Didn't really know it was you, but yeah, that's really kind of nice to connect. I said, how are you connected? She's like, I work at a credit union. I'm like, sweet, yeah, so... They talked about fundraisers, you know, that they did in their communities, like small town credit unions putting on spaghetti feeds to raise money and raffles. Yeah, it was really great, really great.
So kind of wrap-up question here. How does it set you up for the future now? You got your master's, you got this great job. You're basically doing life now, you know? So how is it setting you up for the future?
When I think about my future, I think about the ability to shape and mold my life the way I want to. You know, I don't have any worries when it comes to, you know, the physical needs that I might have. It's been 10 years, and what I say is that the explosion and those experiences have put like 10 to 20 years on my body just automatically. So things have been slowing down. I'm not worried about that. You know, I feel comfortable and secure. I'm in a really, really good space. I'm in a really good space to be able to shape and mold my life to make it whatever I choose it to be.
That, sir, is a good message to end on. Thank you so much, Marcus.
Absolutely.
Well
thank
done.
You. Appreciate it.
Congrats on all of your success. And
yeah.
Thank you. More importantly, thank you for your service. Done an incredible job, so thank you very much for that, and best of luck to you in the future, man.
We'll look for you
in the headlines.
Really good function here, so
yeah, it is.
Really
cool.
Great people.
All right, man.
Hey,
good job.
So
good job.
All right.